Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big day for Kayshawn Booty in his return to the state of Louisiana. 5 catches, 93 yards, couple of touchdowns. He also sealed the game.
Yeah, he makes some big plays.
That play on the sideline. I mean, Vrabel with the challenge to ensure that you get it down to the 2-minute warning, wind the play clock, and then we're game's under over. The 2-minute warning, game's over, was a huge challenge by Vrabel, but he can't challenge it if Booty doesn't make the catch and stay inbounds and sneak his little booty inbounds on that play.
Sure did.
And so, he made some big plays, and I feel like he had been quiet for a couple of games. He came out with the huge week one. He had the highlight reel touchdown week two. Then he hadn't really done much, and this was a nice performance out of him to show that there are more guys in that receiver's room. I'd say to a lesser degree, Pop Douglas, I still don't really believe in him. Those feel like more broken plays than anything. But
somebody still has to do it, because you wondered how many guys did they have that could score from anywhere on the field. And for many years, they didn't have anybody that could do it. And then you're like, all right, maybe Marcus Jones. Yeah. Like, they don't even use. And then you're like, maybe this is what Kyle Williams can be.
Right.
And so you're like, all right, put that to the side. And if Pop Douglas, I'll even give him credit for the other one. He should have had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
If he could do that, I'm surprised, but good. I'll take it.
But those are more like, and I guess we gave Diggs a lot of credit last week against Buffalo like a scramble drill type of play. But that's really more what those are. May's back. He's looking around. Eyes are up. Douglas got a freelance. But maybe that's how you utilize him. Maybe he's not, the quick twitch, jitterbug type of receiver closer to the line. Maybe that's how you use him. He's small. He's only 5'8".
He is a little guy.
But maybe that's how you use him.
I thought he might be more of a possession receiver going into the year, but maybe he's not. And when you need a first down, though, they do have multiple guys. And I wouldn't even include him, right? Because, like you said, that's more broken play, deep play stuff. But like Steph Diggs, when you need a first down, I would put him obviously at the top of the list. But Kayshawn Booty sort of emerged as the guy that you need a first down, big play, Drake make and trust him. It was clearly his favorite receiver at the end of last year. And part of it was, it's such a down year, such a lost year. How much of this is going to translate into next year? It seems like that connection at least has. And it's not going to be every week. He's not going to have 93 yards, 2 touchdowns every week. We've already seen it. But the same thing can be said about Steph Diggs. Steph Diggs had 2 weeks in a row over 100 yards. This week he had 3 for 28. But one of them was a significant big play that picked up a first down. So I think, and then even Mac Hollins had a couple. He only had 2 catches, but felt like one of them was a pretty big grab. So
no, he did. He converted a play. I liked his little celebration after his catches yesterday, too.
They all have good little celebrations.
I like me some Mac Hollins, although I tweeted that in the middle of the game, and then like 2 seconds later, he couldn't reel in a deep bomb from Drake.
That's true. He should have had that one.
But I like Mac Hollins. I like his whole stance.
I like pointing for a first down, letting everybody know you have a first down. That's always acceptable.
Like pulling at your shoulder pads and whatever he was doing. I like all that. Yeah,
whatever it might be.
Let him know. I like the receiver room. I don't think it's great. But I like the receiver room, and, if Booty can come through with games like this every couple of weeks, where he's in the end zone or he's converting big plays, like you said, he doesn't need 93 yards and 2 touchdowns every week. But if he's coming through and he's reliable, and it seems he's always had good chemistry with Drake May, and if Diggs is going to come along, it was a disappointing game out of Diggs, but we'd look at it a lot differently if he reeled in, or he did reel in, if he wasn't flagged on the 51-yarder up the sideline, and that was a huge conversion.
Oh, it was a huge play. Yeah,
so we'd look at Diggs' day a little bit differently.
But even still, Kayshawn Booty, 5 catches on 5 targets. Steph Diggs, 3 catches on 3 targets. Like, those guys were efficient. I mean, Drake May normally is. I mean, his completion percentage is over 70 on the season. But those guys, I mean, when he went to them, they were making plays.
That's true. So one thing that Mike Reese, of all people, wrote about after the game, and it's hour 2, Jones and Keith, Patriots Monday. We have what happened coming your way from week 6.
Oh, a lot happened.
Quite a bit. starting with that early game. We were talking off the air about Justin Fields and the Jets.
Jeepers.
That early game yesterday.
Creepers. What a game that was.
So we'll go around the NFL week six coming up at 11:30. Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis also scheduled to join us here on a Patriots Monday. But Mike Reese, of all people, wrote about this after the game. Are the Patriots putting too much on Drake May?
I'm like, plate talk? We're back to the plate?
That is a negative angle, Mike Reese, coming out of the game.
Wow.
I like it. He says the lack of a consistent run game made the Patriots one-dimensional as the offense relied on May's arm and a growing knack for making clutch plays when things break down. The silver lining is that the team's pass protection has improved to the point that airing it out can still be a winning formula. I'll jump in. A texter said, why do you guys never talk about Will Campbell? Will Campbell in the O-line?
Because he's good.
Great again.
Because, no, it's not fair, but it's the truth.
No, it's when you do your job, we don't tend to talk about you too much unless we get asked about it. And then we say, Will Campbell was great. He was running down the field celebrating with his team. Like, he was the first offensive lineman down the field celebrating with teammates. So Campbell's been great.
No, it really should be like the referees, where referees and offensive linemen, you shouldn't really talk about it much. And then when you do, it's usually a bad sign. But no, I think we try to do every week sort of point out the fact that Drake May has had some time. The run game, which I know we're going to get into, that's been more of an issue. But pass blocking wise, I know Drake May's taken in some sacks, but I would say Will Campbell's been very good. They had some issues early in the season. He and Wilson, and then even throwing the veteran Morgan Moses with the penalties that they had. But overall, I honestly, I don't know which group is better than what I thought going in, the O-line or the receiver group. Like, we ranked them both pretty low.
So I had higher hopes for the receiver group, which means my answer is I had no expectations for the O-line.
Yeah,
I didn't even think – I wasn't even sure Campbell was a tackle.
Yeah.
And so, look, Campbell and the pass blocking has been very good, but Reese points out – and this again, this is Mike Reese, his glass half empty. In fact, he calls it a glass half empty view – is that the team is playing in the Northeast. They're likely going to need to run the ball later on in the year when the weather turns cold. The Patriots' leading rusher yesterday, Drake May.
Yeah.
That is on total yards, 28, and yards per carry, 3.1.
3.1 yards a carry.
Which I think is going to factor in some kneel downs at the end of the game, so that might be missing.
Downs in there.
Say it again.
There's three kneel downs.
Three kneel downs, thank you.
He had one run yesterday that...
The 20-yarder to the
20-yard run.
Yep.
Was more yards than Ramondre Stevenson had on 13 carries.
Stevenson had 13 carries for 18 yards, 1.5 an attempt. Now, he didn't fumble. He didn't fumble.
Held on to that rock.
Maybe he's real focused on holding on to the rock, which
when
is
they're
why
up six
he's
and
not
he has
explosive.
The ball and they're handing it to him. Aren't you terrified?
Yes.
I was terrified.
Yeah,
I'm like, you're just going to give him the ball back.
Trevion Henderson, he was good for 3 yards a pop. 9 carries for 27 yards. As a team, 31 carries. 73 yards.
That's nothing.
2.4 a carry.
Eeks.
And
yeah,
and eeks
big eeks.
Big time eeks. And as we said last week, New Orleans is a poor run defense. They're a bottom 10 run defense.
Oh, they looked stout yesterday.
They really did.
They looked like a milk stout.
So Reese says you're going to have to win games in crummy weather and win games running the football. And this is now your running back group unless you sign or trade for somebody. I mean,
surprise.
Is it too much on Drake May to say it's all on you? We can't run the football.
Yeah, I mean, they need to run the ball better. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But Drake May might be up for the challenge, right? Like, not every team has a great running game. And looking at it right now, it's pretty interesting. The teams that yards per carry. First of all, only 8 teams in the NFL run for less than 100 yards per game through 5 or 6 games. They're one of the 8
teams. You're telling
me they're
one of
the 8 teams. And then when you take it one step further and you say yards per carry, there's only 3 teams worse in the whole league. San Francisco, Cincinnati. Cincinnati comically can't run, and without Burrow, they can't do anything. And then the Steelers, which is kind of interesting because they've played pretty well and they're winning games.
They ran wild against the Pats, and then I thought Gainwell, at least their first couple of drives, they ran wild against
the Pats. I guess they don't. I guess the other games, they don't really
Gainwell
run.
Went nuts in one of those early games.
Yeah, but they're down there, 3.4 yards a carry. The Patriots, for a team on the season, 3.5 yards per carry, 91.5 rushing yards. So over the course of a long season, they're going to need more out of that. And what I can't figure out I don't think it's the offensive line. Is it the play calls? Is it the running backs? Like, what's going on? Why are they so ineffective running?
Well, I think, and I was half joking about this earlier, but I wonder if it's part of the reason Vrabel wants to run the football. It's what they did in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if it's part of the reason he's so hesitant to give Josh McDaniels any credit.
He's like, let's get the run going a little bit.
When he's
here.
Asked about it, he's like, well, it's all Drake May. It's not the coaching. I would know. It's about the players.
Think about how good the play
and,
action
and,
would
and,
be
oh,
if they
the
actually
way,
could run the ball.
I know you're asking me about Josh McDaniels, but do you know Ashton Grant?
Yeah.
So I think some of it might be he's frustrated they can't run the football. A lot of it is that he didn't pick Josh McDaniels in the first place. He was forced into it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But if you're asking me to identify the issue, I think it's the backs. Which
me too.
I'm surprised at.
I think it's the players.
I think it's not it. The O-line, we read you the Phil Perry stat a bunch last week. I don't know what the updated numbers are, but they're actually creating at least average yards before contact. They're creating some space, and the backs aren't finding it. So I think it's on Stevenson with the fumbles.
Yeah.
And maybe that's in his head now where he's so conscious of not fumbling that he's not explosive at all. Better than fumbling.
Sure.
But I'd like you to have a couple of runs where, you know, you're averaging more than 2 yards a carry.
Well, I wonder if that's what it is with him. And then with Henderson,
Henderson's been bad.
Yeah.
He has not been anywhere near the draft capital they put in.
He was like the player maybe we were most excited about during preseason. And you're like, all right, this guy, I think I picked him for offensive rookie of the year. He can't go 2 yards down the field without getting tackled.
I said he was going to be their best rookie back since Curtis Martin.
Lawrence Maroney would like a word with you, sir.
Incorrect.
Sonny Michel would like a conversation. Yeah, that one, that's odd where you're like, all right, you do have a few weeks till the trade deadline. Not that the trade deadline is usually the most active thing in the NFL, but a running back, you probably not going to have to give up a lot for a running back, but could somebody give you a shot in the arm there? Because I think they were happy with the committee. You now remove Antonio Gibson from said committee. And Stevenson and Henderson just haven't had it. Now, I'm not giving up on Henderson like long term or anything, but right now, he's not effective. And then Ramondre's only getting the carries that he is, probably in large part because Henderson is struggling. Did you see the tweet that Andrew Callahan had where he referred to Travion Henderson as
the Madden glitching? Yeah, he was blocking nobody. I did see that.
It was like a little, like a play action rollout to the right, and Drake May was looking for somebody. And Henderson, got caught in between whether he should block or run in the route himself. He just slid down the field with his hands off. It was wild.
He got unplugged. The controller
got
unplugged.
Is he okay? Can somebody let him know what he's doing?
I've never seen, did Morgan Moses false start with no one across from him yesterday? Did you see, you know the play I'm talking about?
No.
Morgan Moses false start.
The guy running in real late?
Yeah, so it was the play where the guy on defense ran in super late.
Yeah, well, that's distracting.
And
get there on time.
There was no one lined up across from him, and he kind of like looked back and jumped. I was like, I don't know that I've ever seen that.
He was a little, yeah.
Between the Madden glitch and
the Madden glitch was wild.
Morgan Moses, you didn't even need to, you didn't need to do anything. You just stand there. There was no one across from you.
No, but I think we're sort of at a crossroads now with the running backs. Like, I think they need to figure out how to get more production because the line's playing well. The quarterback's playing great. The receivers and tight ends are playing well. So they're kind of standing out in a bad way.
So I was just fact-checking this. Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, both Ohio State. Now, Judkins has his off-field stuff.
He does, but he's been running well.
I thought he got taken after Henderson. That was wrong. He was two picks before.
So right.
If you look at the backs after Travion,
yeah.
R.J. Harvey hasn't done much.
Yeah.
Caleb Johnson has done zero. Tootin, then Scadaboo. I mean, Scadaboo is the one, and we talked about on Friday.
He's playing well.
But so how do you upgrade that position if you indeed need to upgrade that position? Patriots need to run it better. I think they'd tell you that firsthand. It's Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Every Patriots Monday, we are joined by a member of the Patriots. We have Chris Chanellis, Patriots linebacker, brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Chris Chanellis, thanks for joining us again on a Patriots Monday.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how's it feel, Christian, not only to be 4-2, some momentum, winning some consecutive games here, including yesterday in New Orleans, but you're also contributing in a big way, making a key play down the stretch?
Yeah, God is good. Yeah, that's all I can say. God is good. I was able to get an opportunity to punch at the ball, and luckily hit it in the right spot. It came out.
Was that something you guys went into the game? Was there more of a concentration on that in this game? Because it just seemed like from the outside, not just you, but players on the team were going for punch outs more than maybe a typical week.
No, honestly, like we started practicing it, drilling it a lot more. So it's something that Braves, like we've always emphasized the entire off season, but, I think it's an area that we need to improve at, like in just getting the ball out of guys' hands more. And I think we're taking the steps in the right direction.
How do you feel the defense is coming along, Christian?
I think we're doing great. You know, obviously there's areas to clean up. That's every team, every defense has areas that they need to clean up. But for the most part, like, I think we're playing true to our identity. We're flying to the ball. We're having fun. And then, you know, we're making plays when plays need to be made.
You know, it's now six straight games where a running back hasn't gotten to 50 yards individually. Is that even a stat you guys are aware of? Is that something you guys take any kind of pride in?
I wouldn't say that's a stat I've focused on. I think our media guys are the first ones to tell me it.
Keys.
No, that's not something I think we focus on. We're more focused on like setting our team to win.
I've read, and I think this is Mike Reese who had this. He was talking to Milton Williams, and Milton Williams relayed that Vrabel is showing high school highlights of different players during the week. So has he shown your highlights yet? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Who would you say you've been most impressed by or had the most embarrassing highlights? Like, who's kind of jumped out when you guys have had that experience?
Honestly, it wasn't high school, but I was very impressed by our coach, Kay Rich. He played at Arkansas, so that I was impressed by his highlights. He had some good plays made on the ball, you know, and he had a few nice tackles, and I liked watching that. That was fun. That was good to see.
Nice.
That's pretty good. We also heard some of the post-game audio of Mike Vrabel telling you guys to make sure you celebrate the win and not just, hey, you know, on to the next one or look at all the different improvements. So do you think as a team you guys were able to do that, at least spend a little bit of time celebrating the win that you did have?
Yeah. No, it was obviously being on the road, it's a little different, but the flight back was good. This morning was good. We were able to look at the game one more time, and starting tomorrow, we'll head on to next team, you know.
Speaking of that, you guys are going to be heading to Tennessee. What, if anything, has Mike Vrabel relayed to you guys about his time there in the game this weekend?
You know, he hasn't really talked to us about his time there. For us, you know, it's any given Sunday. You can win or lose games. Every week you have to attack it like it's the last week, like it's a playoff week. You never know what the game can entail. If this is the one game that would get us in the playoffs or keep us out of the playoffs, you know, for me personally, I want to treat it like it's the, you know, they're the best team in the league. And that's how I think how the mindset of the team is. It doesn't matter who lines up across from us. We're going to give it our best.
Okay. Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker every Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We appreciate the time. Every Patriots Monday, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Christian Ellis joining us here. He said the highlights he liked, Keefe. I had to look this up. Kevin Richardson.
Okay. I like a high school highlight tape.
A defensive assistant.
All right.
He played at Arkansas. I'm looking at it.
Obviously, he was pretty good, though.
I'm looking at the bio.
Did he play with Hunter Henry?
He played with Hunter Henry and Dietrich Wise.
How about that?
At Arkansas.
And so his high school tape is legit?
I think he said it
was. Post the clips!
He said it wasn't high school. He said it was Arkansas.
Oh, it was his college
games. For the coaches, anyway.
I like it.
He intercepted Jalen Hurts while he was at Alabama, Keefe.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Sent him packing to Oklahoma. That might have been what did it. That or getting benched in the title game for Tua.
Precisely. Yeah. Look, I get it. I get that Vrabel's not going to talk a lot about Tennessee. You know this game means a ton.
Oh, it means a ton. And I think it's easier to talk about it after the game. And he still may not. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays it off more so than like Steph Diggs when he was like, yeah, so, of course this was a huge game.
I bet to the media he doesn't say anything. Yeah. What about some of those like post-game breakdowns? There might be something in there.
Yeah, a little bit. I think something, we have an idea of what it means.
There might be something in there for him. But you
Mike Reese pointed out this clip, I guess it was on Get Up this morning, where they were asking Teddy Bruschi about Mike Vrabel's sort of like memory, or does he hold on to things? And he's like, he's still mad at me for picking against the Titans years ago. So like, that's like a friend of his who picked a game like against him, and he remembers that. So how do you think he feels about the team that fired him?
And let's just look at Kayshawn Booty just went back to his home state.
Yeah,
well, it wasn't even even like the Saints were his former team.
Nope.
Diggs played for the Bills, wasn't the only team he played for. I mean, this is where Vrabel coached, and they moved on. They fired him. So I don't know.
I bet he's super motivated, and I bet the team. I think the team really likes and respects Vrabel quite a bit, so I think they're going to feed into that.
He might not need to say much. They just know.
Right. They already know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.